come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
Ser sentados, por favor. It's gonna be fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 343, which is a palindrome. Word on the Main Street podcast. Yeah, palindrome, if you guys don't know, can be spelled the same forward and backward. 343, backwards.
Happens about every 10 episodes.
About every 10 episodes we have a palindrome. Do I mention that every 10 episodes?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
At least ever since we hit episode 100, it happens about every 10 episodes.
Yeah. I would say when we hit 100, it was, no? Yeah. When we hit 101, it was about every 10 episodes.
True.
So, anyway. Where was I? Episode 343 of Word on the Main Street podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sean Lords.
We're starting these tangents ever so slightly earlier. Yes. And I'm not paying attention. I'm Brian Lords.
And we've got a show for you today, if we can get through it, because tangents are starting even earlier.
Oh, I know. Time,
which
just
is
every
not...
time it just gets a little earlier. Next Not thing a great know, side. The second the music comes off, we're going to just be right onto a tangent. You won't even know.
You never know.
What's going on.
You won't know what's going on, but then you'll know it's a tangent. But,
or maybe we'll start the tangent before we start recording and just keep tangenting as we hit the record button.
It happens.
We come in mid-tangent.
It happens. We just usually cut it.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't cut it.
Maybe not.
Depends how offensive it is. Just kidding. Just kidding. People love our offensive content.
Some people do.
Why
Some
we're so popular.
Don't understand it, but
I don't think we have offensive content, to be honest.
I would agree with that.
In fact, I think another tangent real quick. So I think at least I like to think that our Twitter prompted somebody to get all mad, all hot and bothered.
Usually does.
I've been kind of smart alecky on our Twitter lately. This lady, I'm pretty sure we've had an interaction with her before, and she wasn't too thrilled, but Alicia Stella, I'm sure. She posted a picture of Tiana's Bayou Adventure because there were bottles, I guess, being hung. She's like, oh my bottles. And so I retweeted it, I think, or responded and just said, oh my gosh, bottles. Hashtag bottles. I don't know. I was just kind of feeling, it's not that exciting. It's freaking bottles hanging from a ceiling. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Doesn't sound like much of anything to me.
She put, I like to post progress photos. This was a whole new tweet, but she said, I like to post progress photos for new theme park projects while at Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. While the Disney projects tend to garner more negative comments than Universal, the negativity around Tiana's is taking it to another level. It's actually becoming tiring. So I like to think it was because I posted that, making fun of her, but anyway.
Probably for sure that.
But it's... Who cares about bottles? Yeah, she put so many bottles at Tiana. So I was like, wow, bottles. Yeah, my gosh.
Woo-hoo.
There's been a lot of Twitter fun going on here. There's an ex-Imagineer that's always like negative about Disney, and I always laugh at Fresh Baked's responses to the guy, and it's funny. Anyway, let's move on. Before we get into today's episode, this episode is presented by All Enchanting Ears, Mr. Bill Schirkenbach, Yvonne Paradise, and Beck and Ruby Lords. Thanks for being members at buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS. We appreciate all that delicious money that you've thrown at us. We love it. Keeps the podcast afloat.
It's true.
We appreciate you. And then we want to thank our beautiful, talented sponsor, Get Away Today.
Absolutely. Get Away Today is a fantastic travel agency to work with. And if you need to get away, make sure to contact them today. They are going to do their very best to make sure that you have the most magical trip possible, whether that's to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Aulani Resort in Hawaii, Adventures by Disney, Disney Cruise Line, or any other non-Disney, less magical vacation. They're going to be there for you from the time that you book your trip until the time that you return home. So if anything comes up during your trip, they'll be there for you guys. If you're getting a trip booked, definitely let them know about our promo code. That is Main Street Pod 10. It's all lowercase, the number 10, and that is going to get you $10 off any two-night or longer Disney travel package. So visit them in their office in South Ogden, Utah, online at www.getawaytoday.com, or give them a call at 855-GET-AWAY. That is 438-2929.
And of course, that that $10 get you many, many things. But we got a suggestion for what that $10 could be used for. So I gotta give it to Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill says that you guys could get 10 pressed pennies for that $10.
What a great
what
thought.
A deal! What a deal! Pressed pennies, cheapest of souvenirs, except for the buttons that are free when you say, "Hey, I'm celebrating today," and they'll be like, "Oh, what are you celebrating?" And then, you know, say whatever you want. My birthday, and they'll give you a birthday button. They might even write your name on it, and everybody will say, "Happy birthday, so and so." But anyway, yeah, that $10, 10 pressed pennies, get on it. Why wouldn't you want 10 free pressed pennies just for using that amazing promo code? All right, this week at the Disneyland Resort, the hours are pretty pretty wild and crazy. January 25th and 30th, Disneyland's open 8 to 8, DCA 8 to 9, and Downtown Disney 7 to 10. January 26th and 27th, Disneyland's 8 to 12, DCA 8 to 10, Downtown Disney 7 to 1. January 28th, Disneyland's 8 to 11, DCA 8 to 10, Downtown Disney 7 to 12. January 29th and 31st, Disneyland's 8 to 10, DCA 8 to 9, and Downtown Disney 7 to 11. And of course, Sweetheart's Night is happening this week, January 25th and 30th. Hence the short hours at the Disneyland Resort or Disneyland Park on those days. And yeah, it's wild. I feel like January simultaneously has taken forever
and gone by like
and
that.
Gone by so quick.
It's crazy.
I don't know how to describe that, but
I don't know that I've really felt like it's drug on. I just feel like it's been fast.
Oh my gosh. I feel like it's been so slow. Like, I feel like.
Is that because you've been getting up early, though, and having to
I have been getting
do
up
early morning trainings?
Training some people. Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably why it felt like it's drug on, but gone fast.
Just seems like it was so long ago. Like our Uncle Dave's funeral just seems like it was forever ago.
Yeah.
Yet January ends here pretty soon. So
it's crazy. It's wild.
Next thing you know, it'll be Valentine's Day. And,
Sweetheart's Night's already been celebrated in January.
That's true.
So
the most romantic of months.
Yes.
It's January. All right, closures. Disneyland Mark Twain Riverboat is set to reopen February 2nd, just in time for those sweethearts' nights that take place after. So, little perk, I guess. I assume they're doing Mark Twain riverboat rides on Sweethearts' Night after
You
the
can bet
second.
Sean, and Sean will be there.
I wish I was there, to be honest. Not necessarily with
With Sean.
our man on the main street, but I wouldn't not go with Sean.
Wouldn't be the first time you guys
He's
had
a good
taken a
hang, romantic
romantic
ruse.
ride around the rivers of
It
America together.
was cool though. Can't deny. It's nighttime, jazz band playing at the helm of the ship. It
Yeah,
was pretty cool.
that's cool.
I think that's the name of the front of a ship. I don't know. The helm,
I think
right?
that's just the
I don't
steering wheel.
know. Oh, then I don't know. It wasn't the steering wheel. There wasn't a band up in the
That be the bow?
the wheelhouse. Maybe the bow. The front. We'll just say that. Front of the ship. Astro Orbiter still closed. Haunted Mansion's been closed. Nobody knows when either of those are going to reopen. I like to think Haunted Mansion will open sooner than people think, but that's just my positive outlook on life. California Adventure Grizzly River Run is still closed with no set reopen date. And of course, Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind reopens February 9th. So there you go. So that is it for this week at the Disneyland Resort. If you're going to be there, enjoy it. We're going to be talking about some delicious treats and eats that you can get the Valentine's season here pretty soon. But before we do that, let's head on over to Brian's Trivia Corner, where the trivia is at a 90-degree angle. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brian's Trivia Corner. It is literally in a corner.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again trivia time.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, indeed. And as we always mention, well, I guess ever since we started doing this, not always. If you go back a long time ago, we weren't saying this, but this is brought to you by allenchantingears.com. If you need some new mouse ears, maybe some nice coasters, or maybe a 3D printed sign of the entry plaque. I mean, I'm always going to tout that because it's one of my favorite things that I've got from them. Go visit allenchantingears.com. They're going to be able to get you some awesome Disney related gifts, or just some new ears for yourself if you're going on a trip, if you're going for sweethearts, or maybe if you've got a Halloween trip planned for next year and you need some Halloween ears, they're your people to check out. So definitely check them out at allenchantingears.com. And of course, be sure to give them our promo code. That is WOTMS10. That is WOTMS, the number 10. That's going to get you 10% off your entire order. That is pretty good deal, if you ask me. So definitely go check them out. They'll hook you up. And you guys will love what you get from them. They do great work. So let's get right into the trivia with last week's question. I had somebody actually get really close to the answer, like
Nice.
really close, like within four. I was blown away. And that person that got that close was our good friend, Mr. Bill.
Nice.
He had said, I guess I should probably state the question here real quick, since some of you may not have listened to last week's episode. And if you didn't, shame on you. You should go back and listen to that. Unless this is your like first episode that you're listening to, in which you should go back and listen to the old episodes. Not too far back, though it gets a little sketchy. Anyway, the question last week was, how many doors are in the door vault room in the Monsters, Inc. Mike and Sully to the Rescue attraction at Disney California Adventure Park? The answer that Mr. Bill gave me was 232.
Oh, sheesh.
Let me make sure that was right. Yes, 232. The answer was 236. So I mean, that's as good as right, if you ask me,
That's
to get that
pretty good.
close. That was pretty good. So much applause to you, Mr. Bill. Well done. Hopefully you'll be able to get close on this next one as well. And all the rest of you that answer trivia, hopefully you'll get close as well on this next one. So let's get into this week's question. And that is going to be: the band organ behind Dumbo the Flying Elephant attraction at Disneyland Park was built in what year? What year was that band organ built?
Was a good
Not what
year.
year did it get into the park? What year was it built? So if you
Yes.
guys know the answer or think you know the answer, you can send that to me. That's Brian, Bryan dot WOTMS at gmail.com.
And of course, if you want to, contact me, you can do so at Sean, SEAN dot WOTMS at gmail.com. You can also join us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, especially if you want that sass that I've been having on Twitter
Oh,
for some
yeah.
reason.
Twitter sass.
Go ahead and join us there. But obviously, Instagram is our hot spot. I should probably post more stuff. It's been a while. I think the last actual post was Christmas when I said Merry Christmas. But I've been posting stories and stuff. So shush if you're complaining. You're just not paying attention.
Right.
But yeah, join us on social media. If you like the show and you want to support it, the best ways to do so are free. The free one is just listening every week, every Wednesday, and sharing the podcast with those that might also enjoy it. And if you haven't yet, subscribing and leaving a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
That would, of course, be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And if you want to support us with your hard-earned cash, go to our T Public store, linked in the show notes and in our what do you call it, social media bio links, or just go to buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS and donate your hard-earned cash. We always love that. We love it a lot. A lot.
A lot.
If I can emphasize that enough, we love it.
A lot.
All right, let's dive into the meat of today's episode, the corn dog, if you will, the dog in the corn dog, if you will. We've already gotten through the delicious corn breading on the outside, delicious corn blanket that wraps around the delicious warm dog. But anyway, let's get into this. We have a foodie guide and we're gonna save that because it's a good like thing to end on, I feel like. So first let's talk about some new merch. It's not super exciting, but it's new merch.
It's
And
something.
I saw this merch when I was there in December. They just hadn't
Oh.
really advertised it. And I actually really liked the colors. It just reminds me of the 90s a lot. But it's called the Brave New World Dated 2024 Collection. You can get it on Shop Disney or you can get it at the parks, of course. One notable thing I saw, which never had a price on it, so I never bothered to even try and buy it, was the Mickey-shaped soap dispenser, where it gives you soap on your hand in the shape of Mickey. And it was these colors. I was like, I kind of want one, but no price. And I didn't want to ask. I don't know why. Probably wouldn't have fit in my bag anyway. But it's like hot pink, neon. It's probably all neon, blue, green, yellow, pink. And that's the color scheme, essentially. Everything's got 2024 on it. I actually heard somebody see this merch and went, "Oh my gosh, I'm glad we're not coming back for another year." Because they didn't like it. Anyway, it
I
was
could
kind of
see this
funny.
also being very like 80s looking too.
Yeah, it's like a late 80s,
Early
early
90s, yeah.
90s color scheme. I like the color scheme. I think it would look good under black light and
Oh, yeah, it
stuff.
would. Go into Mr. Toad's with that, or
Right?
Pinocchio, or any of those dark reds.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. So they've got an ear band that says 2024. It's got Mickey on it, and the ears have the castle on it, the Disneyland castle. They've got button-up shirts. They've got sweaters that are tie-dye with the castle in pink, yellow, purple, green. They've got lounge flies, of course,
Of course.
for those people. I love this Mickey plush. I actually really like it. And in fact, I'm starting to wonder now, because I got a shirt from Ruby for Christmas. It has Mickey Mouse on it, and his pants were like pink, and he was blue. It looked very much like the color scheme here. Like, I wonder if that's what it was, if it's bleeding out to more than just like Disney Park merch, but. Anyway,
Yeah.
I like the plush, kids' clothing, kids' shirts. I don't think I like this shirt that this girl is wearing. I don't know if you see it on there, Brian. White t-shirt, gigantic castle on the
Yeah.
front of her shirt with a giant 2024. It's a little much for me.
Right.
But
I would agree with that.
I prefer like a patterned shirt, you know? If that was smaller, like patterned, might be cooler. But anyway, they've got a over-the-shoulder bag as well that's black. Looks pretty neon-esque. But yeah, go check it out. ShopDisney.com or at the parks. That's all I got. Next, Lanny Smoot. Anybody heard of Lanny Smoot?
I have not.
Have you not seen any of this from Lanny Smoot?
I don't know if I have.
What? I think this is one of the stories I actually posted on our Instagram. Lanny Smoot is an Imagineer at the Disney company, Walt Disney Imagineering. He's been inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame. There's only been one other person inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame from the Disney company, and that was Walt Disney. And so that's like
That's pretty
wild to me.
impressive.
Yeah. He's got over 100 patents, which is wild to me as well. But like it says here we go. Lanny has been instrumental in crafting iconic special effects and technical achievements at our theme parks and experiences around the world. Among these special effects include Madame Leota's ability to float in the seance room. So that was him. At the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. The state-of-the-art extendable lightsaber used by Disney Live Entertainment, the one that Rey used on the Galactic Star Cruiser or whatever. Where it actually like retracted and stuff, and it looked legit. The Magic Play 4 interactive game on the Disney Cruise Line, the immersive Fortress Explorations adventure at Tokyo Disney Sea, all from Lanny. There was one on the video that they showed, and it's like this like tiled floor. And you can walk on it, and the tiles like move to keep you in place. It's
Oh,
really
wow.
weird. Really weird. But yeah. Yeah, really, really cool stuff. There's if you go to the Disney Parks blog and look up the article down at the bottom, there is a video that shows that tech that he's using, the little tiled floor. It's so weird. And it can like move items around on the floor by itself. I
that the
could.
inspiration for Big Hero 6's like
Yeah, I
nanobots?
don't know. I don't know. And maybe he got the inspiration from Big Hero 6
No, that too.
and was like, I'm going to do that. But I could see this being something really cool that they could use in like a haunted mansion type scenario to make like things just move around,
True.
like it, without strings and whatnot. Anyway, it was really cool. So, yeah, definitely watch that. But congrats to Lanny Smoot. Well earned. That's crazy. 100 patents. Over
Yeah,
100
that's nuts.
patents.
Good for him.
But yeah. I wish I could do that. You know what I mean? Wish I had the brain for that kind of thing.
Right.
Like, how do I make it so I can walk in place? Maybe he was just like, I can't do the moonwalk. Let's see how I can make me do the moonwalk.
Right.
And he invented this just so he could do the moonwalk. I don't know. Anyway, that was dumb. Let's move on. So before we get into this, Brian, this foodie guide here, I have another foodie guide that I made up by myself.
Oh, Sean's making his own foodie guide.
And I went through the app and found all the Sweetheart Night offerings that are just for Sweethearts Night. No event has happened yet. I think the first one's tomorrow as we're recording this. So yesterday as this is being released. So I figured if I can find it, I'll let everybody know. So yeah, it's on my phone. It's very last minute, but I found it all. So Brian, you can sit back, listen to the delicious foods, give your opinions on what sounds good, what doesn't. We're going to start with Cafe Daisy.
That sounds terrible.
Does it? Cafe
I have
Daisy.
no idea. I've never been there.
All right, so the first thing at Cafe Daisy is the strawberry pistachio cold brew for $6.79. Is pistachio cold brew with strawberry whipped cream. So there's that.
Just not a coffee guy, so that's not up my alley at all.
Then they have the Tunnel of Love strawberry donuts for $6.49, and that is strawberry sugar streusel mini donuts topped with strawberry whipped cream.
I would try that.
There you go. And then fried heart-shaped ravioli for $7.49.
Ooh, what's
Deep
it filled with?
fried. Ooh, you're about to find out. Deep
Yes.
fried five cheese ravioli with
Ooh.
spicy marinara.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Love a
spicy.
spicy marinara.
I love five cheese ravioli and spicy marinara. Sounds fantastic. I don't prefer marinara over like an Alfredo, but I think for like a fried ravioli that's filled with cheese, that would be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now they do have dining packages. The first one is Carnation Cafe, and the appetizers that you can choose from: corn cheese, cheesy corn dip topped with pork belly, served with corn chips. French onion soup served with gruyere and sourdough crouton.
Love French
Fried
onion.
pickles, hand breaded pickles with house sauce. The entrees, chili fries, hearty chili and cheese sauce, French fries, a garden tart, which is corn puree, roasted mushroom, radishes, cipollini, corn, asparagus, watercress, and fleur de sel, whatever that is. And then crispy mac and cheese with short rib. Seared mac and cheese, short rib, and mushroom demi. Sounds good. Can't go wrong with mushrooms and short ribs and mac and cheese. For dessert, brownie a la mode, warm chocolate brownie topped with vanilla ice cream, chocolate sauce, and a Luxardo. Lost my spot. Maraschino cherry. And then a chocolate decadence tart, dark chocolate coffee custard with a chocolate cookie crust. So that's over there. the Carnation Cafe. There's also one at Plaza Inn. It is based off Lady and the Tramp. And the adult meal is spaghetti and meatballs, plate for two.
How'd I know?
Caesar salads, breadsticks, and individual tiramisu parfaits. And then choice of one beverage. You can do a 20-ounce fountain or a 20-ounce Dasani water. Okay. Kids meal, spaghetti and meatballs, Caesar salad, breadstick, and tiramisu parfait with choice of small Dasani water or low-fat milk. Are they telling me I can't, like, if my kid wanted a soda, they wouldn't be like, you can have a little teeny soda.
It's California. Doesn't surprise me.
That's true.
If you want the soda, you have to pay the fat tax.
The price for that's 45 per adult and 28 per child. So just so you're aware. And yes, not to gloss over your
No, you're good.
Your thing there. The other one's Riverbell Terrace. This you can choose from the appetizers, which are crab spread, crab, spinach, artichoke, cheese blend, and warm pita bread, or chicken and waffle cone, hot honey glazed chicken, mashed potatoes, roasted corn, and maple glaze. I assume you would go chicken and waffle. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I love chicken and waffles.
Especially if there's
hot honey involved.
I don't think I've had a chicken and waffle. I really don't.
Oh my gosh. We might have to have you over one night when I make it.
Heck,
I make
yeah.
My own chicken strips and everything. It's so good.
Ooh. Yeah. The idea sounds delicious. I've just never done it.
Oh, yeah.
Entrees, corn ribs, cilantro, crema, spices, and lime, or loaded house fries, barbecue brisket, pimento cheese sauce, pickles, and pickled red onion. I assume you're going with the loaded house fries.
Yeah,
instead
it
of
sounds
corn
pretty good.
ribs.
Yeah.
I do love like fried corn. That's something I discovered not too long ago, and it's so good. And I feel like corn ribs are basically fried corn. All right. Dessert would be a banoffee pudding, banana, whipped cream, and toffee. There you go. Beverages, Michelada. I love you, Lada Michelada.
Are you in the middle of
whatever that means. Whatever that means. let's see. Where was I? Got distracted by something. But anyway, Cafe Orleans also has a 3-course prefix meal. You get a choice of one starter, crudité, raw and pickled garden vegetables, lavash, red pepper, citrus hummus, or onion soup, gratiné, beef brand jus, shredded beef, gruyere crouton. You also get choice of one of the entrees, which is short rib cannelloni, potato puree, roasted mushrooms, and truffle jus, or chicken and pork campanelle, parsnip, preserved lemon puree, Tuscan kale, and charred corn demi, garden lasagna, dried plum, tomatoes, squash, and grated tomato pasta sauce, or herbed prawn aglio e olio, confit, garlic, parsley, and crispy chili oil. And then you get choice of one sweet, a chocolate tart, whipped chocolate, raspberry ice cream, and berries, or the creme brulee, champagne, sorbet, and citrus fruits. I love a good creme brulee. And then you get a specialty beverage that's not included in the prefix meal, which is the Sweetheart Love Potion, sparkling rose dusted with edible glitter and topped with fresh raspberries. Doesn't really tell us what. Oh, sparkling rosé. There we go. Dusted with edible glitter and topped with fresh raspberries. That is $50 per adult for the 3-course prefix meal there. Okay, over at Galactic Grill, they have the Sweethearts Surf and Turf Fries for $15.99. That is salsa verde braised beef, chipotle shrimp, sauteed peppers and onions, salsa verde avocado sauce, crema fresca, radishes, and cilantro over tavern fries. Sounds pretty good. And then they have the adorable pink heart slush for $6.99. Frozen Sprite mixed with grenadine, topped with a maraschino cherry. So basically, what a Shirley Temple slush.
Sounds about right.
Gibson Girl has a chocolate strawberry sundae for $10.79. Two scoops of strawberry ice cream, chocolate and strawberry topping, whipped cream, brownie brittle, and a chocolate covered strawberry. Very nice. Hungry Bear is going to have burning love beignets for $4.99. Heart shaped beignets with cinnamon sugar and a hot honey drizzle, just for Brian there.
I love hot honey. It's so good.
There you go. You'll have some burning love that night. After eating some hot honey.
Yeah, I don't think that's what's going to be burning.
Yes. Strawberry tea slush for $11.69. Gold Peak unsweetened black tea, strawberry puree, and whipped cream served with a glow cube. Or they have the Berea fries for $13.49. Berea steak fries, consomme gravy, cheese, pickled red onions, and Fresno chilies. Sounds pretty good.
Yes.
All right, over at the Jolly Holiday, they have a croque monsieur for $14.99, toasted sandwich with ham gear and raspberry Dijon served with house-made chips. If I remember right, it's almost like a French toast sandwich. If I remember
I have
right.
No idea.
I think they have those at the Paris Disneyland. Chocolate salted caramel tart for $6.99. Layers of chocolate cake, salted caramel, and chocolate ganache in a chocolate tart shell topped with fleur d'Alsace, bronzed sprinkles, and red colored chocolate Mickey decoration. And then the chocolate strawberry stuffed croissant, $7.99. Flaky croissant stuffed with chocolate pastry cream and strawberries. That would probably be super good.
I feel like we need like a clip of Carl Weezer talking about croissant.
Croissant? Yeah.
Right there.
Mint Julep Bar. They have the Me and You Bay beignets for $4.99. Heart-shaped beignets with ube, powdered sugar, and vanilla ube sauce. Yes. Yes. I love ube. So good.
I don't know that I've ever had ube.
It's good. It's good. Red Rose Tavern has a French toast sandwich for $13.29. Egg patty, bacon, and Munster served with maple syrup and tavern potato bites. They also have the love stuff for $6.79. Red shortbread cookie, red velvet cake, raspberry cookies and cream mousse, and heart sprinkles. And then that adorable pink heart slush for $6.99. Over at Stage Door Cafe, they have the raspberries and cream funnel cake for $9.99. Heart-shaped funnel cake, raspberry sauce, shortbread cookie crumble, whipped topping, fresh raspberries, and powdered sugar. Always down for some fresh raspberries.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I found. So
nice. That sounds enjoy. Pretty good.
Enjoy the sweetheart night, everybody that's going. Enjoy the eats, treats, and the drinks. But let's head on over to the foodie guide for the Disneyland Resort as a whole, just for the Valentine's time, you know? So, Brian, why don't you just start us off? I just read through a bajillion things.
I can do that. So... Except now I'm going to start coughing really bad. What's up with that?
Of course.
That's how things go around here. Over in Disney California Adventure at Clarabelle's hand scooped ice cream, available February 9th through the 14th. They're going to have a Mickey or an ice cream Mickey ear hat bowl with Valentine's Day sundae, chocolate and strawberry ice cream. Topped with strawberry sauce, whipped cream, chocolate dipped strawberry, and seasonal sprinkles in a waffle cup. And they're also, well, they'll also have that Valentine's Day sundae available without the ear hat bowl. So
it almost sounds like the the one that they have over at Disneyland for Sweetheart's Night, just without the brownie brittle.
Right.
But yeah. Over at Lamplight Lounge and the Boardwalk Dining, only on February 14th, they have The Flame, which is a drink. Bacardi, raspberry rum, peach schnapps, mango puree, raspberry puree, lime juice, Sprite, and firewater bitters with a chili lime rim. They also have a sour blackberry vodka lemonade, absolute citron vodka, Angostura bitters, blackberries, lemonade, agave nectar, and lemon juice. They also have the love that lasts a lifetime, which is Bacardi rum, Bacardi raspberry rum, St. George raspberry liqueur, orgeat syrup, raspberry puree, pineapple juice, and Sprite. And then they have a toast to love flight that features those three miniature cocktails. Well, maybe I assume it's those three, but it's a spicy cocktail, which is the flame, a bitter cocktail, which is the sour, and a sweet cocktail, which I assume is that last one that we mentioned. So that is over there at Lamplight Lounge.
Very good, very good. So over at the Grand Californian Great Hall cart from January 26th to the February or to February 18th, they're gonna have a few Valentine options. Valentine's Day Linzer cookie. Linzer cookies are always a good
Oh,
option.
yeah.
I love a good Linzer. Mickey shaped Valentine's Day cookie, a Valentine's Day strawberry, Valentine's Day assorted cookies. A chocolate chip cookie shot with milk, or a chocolate chip cookie shot with liqueur, or a red velvet cookie shot with milk, or a red velvet cookie shot with liqueur.
There you go.
So,
Shots, 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 shots.
shots all around.
The red velvet one looks really good, actually.
It does.
I like red velvet.
I do too.
But yeah, over at the GCH Craftsman Grill, January 26th through February 18th, they have the Valentine's Cupcake, a vanilla cupcake with buttercream icing and chocolate ganache, and then a Valentine's Donut, white chocolate or chocolate coated donut with candy pearls.
Nice. So over at the Hearthstone Lounge. Oh, it must be a leap year. This says it's available February 1st through the 29th. So, and if it's not a leap year, we wouldn't have one of those. Unless they meant to put March on there, but I don't think that's the case. I don't know that I knew it was
I'm
a
pretty
leap year
sure it's a
until
leap
right
year.
now.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, all those people that had February 29th birthdays, you guys are finally about to have your birthday. So
Yep.
it's been a while.
It's been
Anyway, they've
four long years.
right. They've got a pink lady. That's a drink, not just a pink lady. It's a Sip Smith gin, Applejack, like the cereal.
Oh,
I don't know. Probably not. Lemon juice, liquid alchemist grenadine, fee foam. They charge you for that.
yeah.
There's an
Yep.
extra fee for the fee foam.
Would you like the foam? $5 extra. Probably.
Sorry, it's a fee foam. Oh my gosh. And a Luxardo cherry or Luxardo cherries. I assume that's maraschino cherries because every time we talk
If
about
so,
Luxardo.
I love cherry. I love Luxardo cherries if they're maraschinos.
That
All
just
right.
fee foam
Over
kills me.
in downtown Disney at Ballast Point Brewing, only on February 14th, they're going to have the raspberry panna cotta, which is vanilla bean panna cotta topped with raspberry compote and mint garnish.
Nice. Over at Beignets Express, these are currently available through the 19th of February. They've got strawberry shortcake glazed beignets,
Ooh.
strawberry icing dusted with strawberry sugar, served with vanilla bean creme anglaise. Sounds
Nice.
way good.
They look fantastic. Over at Black Tap, They have this available February 1st through the 29th, a mocha tamarind chili crazy shake, chocolate frosted rim with crushed puffed chocolate cereal, topped with fried churros, chocolate fudge pop, whipped cream, and chocolate drizzle.
What does the mocha come in on that?
I don't know. I don't know where. Did it say chili anywhere in there?
Didn't say that either.
Okay. Well,
Or
cool.
tamarind.
What the heck is going on here? Maybe that's the ice cream flavor. They don't really talk about the ice cream flavor. So there
Oh,
you go.
interesting. Over at Kayla's Cake, February 1st through the 14th, they're going to have a Valentine's Day gift box featuring rose champagne, raspberry cream, Belgian dark chocolate, red velvet, salted caramel, and pistachio raspberry macarons.
Nice. Over at Naples Ristorante, a bar, January 26th through February 29th, they have the tiramisu for two. It's mascarpone cream, espresso coffee, and cocoa, garnished with a cocoa heart. They also have the Scarlet Heart Martini, which is rum, peach schnapps, vodka, and cranberry juice with a sugar rim and garnished with a strawberry.
Nice. Sounds good. Except I don't drink, so
And you don't
that
like
one.
coffee. Sounds fantastic.
That one doesn't have coffee in it.
The
Oh, the tiramisu does. I knew
tiramisu does. And then the
that.
martini's alcohol.
That's one reason I
Yeah,
don't ever get tiramisu is because I know it's got coffee involved with it, and it's not my thing. However, if I drank that martini, actually sounds really
sounds
good.
pretty good, yeah.
So, Salt and Straw, February 1st through 29th. The Chocolatiers series featuring France Chocolates, Almond Gold Bar, Cloud Forest's Cocoa Hazelnut Magic Sauce. I know. Dandelion's Chocolate Nibs and Frangipane. Sure. Compartes Cake Batter Chocolate Fudge and Exquisito Chocolates Passion Fruit Truffles.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Over at Splitsville, Luxury Lanes, February 13th through the 15th, they have a Valentine's Day package for two. You get 1 hour of bowling with shoe rentals for two, one bottle of house wine, two entrees, the choice of surf and turf or chicken parmesan, and one dessert. You have to have a reservation for that. The surf and turf is an 8 ounce sirloin steak and six blackened shrimp served on a bed of creamy mashed potatoes and steamed broccoli. And then
Yes,
they have
please.
the chicken parmesan linguine pasta with two fried chicken parmesan cutlets topped with marinara sauce and a blanket of shredded mozzarella, accompanied with two slices of garlic bread. Surf and
Yeah,
turf for sure
I'd be all
for
over
me.
that whole thing. That sounds great. Tortilla Joe's, January 26th through February 29th. Sorry, people. I don't know why this is flaring up on me like this. Tacos Enamorados, three tacos filled with New York steak, white Mexican shrimp, queso Chihuahua.
Whoa.
Ah, wow.
We're eating Chihuahua now,
They're taking a
huh?
page out of the Chinese restaurant film or Chinese restaurant book. Avocado, pico de gallo, and salsa enamoradita.
don't
Yeah, sure. That actually sounds really good.
I do
Steak,
love,
shrimp,
oh yeah,
and
the
chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Yummy. There's probably something that they did with the cheese that makes it Chihuahua, but
Yeah, probably.
it's still doesn't sound good.
Oh,
Cupid's Corazon Margarita for two. That's tequila, pomegranate liqueur, organic margarita mix, and cranberry juice garnished with sugar rim, marshmallows, candy hearts, and a cherry.
nice.
Glad it's organic margarita mix.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
You know what
Over at
that
Wetzel.
means?
What?
You know what that means, that it's organic, right?
More
Means it's the
expensive.
exact same
Oh.
thing, but it has one word on it that makes it more expensive than the other margarita mix.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Wetzel's Pretzels, January 29th, March through March 3rd. You can get the strawberry funnel cake bits, the original bits topped with powdered sugar and drizzled with strawberry sauce.
That looks good. I don't think I've ever been to Wetzel's Pretzels.
I don't know if I have either.
I have to imagine they're a lot like Pretzel Maker,
Probably. Maybe
which
they're
I
better.
have had several times. They could be better. I don't know. We don't have one here. And I've never been there. So,
Yep.
novelty items across the Disneyland Resort. I wish they would do this for every foodie guide instead of relisting all
Yes.
the novelty items and the little like cake pops and caramel apples at 500 billion locations. And just
Agreed.
say across the Disneyland Resort, this is where you can find these.
Exactly.
Anyway, the novelty items. They've got a polka dot Valentine Mickey shaped balloon bucket. It's like a popcorn bucket. It's really kind of cool looking. It's got a little silhouette of Mickey and Minnie sharing a kiss on the front of it, and it's got a
Gross.
fancy little
Just kidding.
fancy little lanyard that to attach it to your person. But you can get those at in Disney California Adventure at Carthay Circle restaurant, the or not at the restaurant, but the popcorn near the restaurant, near the Grizzly Peak Airfield, and the popcorn place at Pixar Pier. And then at the Disneyland Park, you can get a popcorn stand near Central Plaza, near Small World Promenade, near the Fantasyland Theater, near the Star Trader, near the Mark Twain Riverboat, and near the Haunted Mansion.
Nice.
So, pretty much everywhere at Disneyland.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Shouldn't be hard to find, is
No.
what Brian's trying to say here. It's everywhere. But over at all the various candy locations around Disneyland Resort, including Marceline's Confectionery, Trolley Treats, Bing Bong, Sweet Stuff, Candy Palace, and Candy Kitchen and Pooh Corner, January 19th through February 14th, they have the mini strawberry cheesecake apple.
Ooh.
Granny Smith apple dipped in caramel with two mini marshmallow ears, enrobed in strawberry flavored pink colored white chocolate and red colored white chocolate drizzle with a graham cracker and strawberry crisp mix, white polka dotted pink colored white chocolate bow, and topped with Valentine's sprinkles. That is new this year. Also new is the Mickey Valentine's apple. Same type of apple dipped in caramel with two Mickey marshmallow ears enrobed in white chocolate and red sanding sugar, embellished with two white M&Ms. Also new is the Conversation Heart Cereal Treat, heart-shaped cereal treat dipped in colored white chocolate with colored sanding sugar and white chocolate words. Also new is the white chocolate dipped strawberry, long-stemmed strawberry dipped in white chocolate and drizzled in pink colored white chocolate. Then they have the dark chocolate one, which is also new this year. Same kind of strawberry, just dipped in dark chocolate, drizzled with pink colored white chocolate and white chocolate. Back this year, dark chocolate marshmallow wand, three marshmallows on a stick, dipped in caramel and dark chocolate, and drizzled in pink colored and red colored white chocolate. Strawberry Mickey cake pop, flat chocolate cake pop with Mickey marshmallow ears and dipped in strawberry flavored pink colored white chocolate and drizzled with red colored white chocolate. Pink bow mini cake pop, same thing, adorned with a white polka dot,
Except
a
that one's
white
round and
polka
metal and
dotted
flat.
pink white chocolate bow. What'd you say?
I said, except that one's round and the Mickey one was
Oh,
flat.
sorry, this one's round, that one's flat. They're
But they're
both
both cake
chocolate cake
pops,
pops.
so.
Then they have the pink mini apple, which is a Granny Smith apple dipped in caramel with two mini marshmallow ears enrobed in milk chocolate, pink sanding sugar dress, and white M&Ms and a white polka dotted pink white chocolate bow. And then the pink mini cereal treat dipped in milk chocolate with pink sanding sugar, white M&Ms and white M&M's chocolate candies, and a white polka dotted pink white chocolate bow. Good gravy.
They make
Anyway.
these like tongue twisters sometimes.
Oh, good gravy.
Makes me think of reading Oh Say Can You Say by Dr. Seuss.
But yeah, sounds delicious. If you don't have a sweetheart to enjoy it with, you can still I don't know where I was going with this.
Find
You
somebody
know,
else
you can
that
enjoy it
has
by yourself.
somebody they don't have a sweetheart to go with, and you guys can enjoy it together.
Yes. But yeah, it sounds really good. If you guys are going to be there, enjoy it. As always, send us pictures or tag us in your pictures. We'd love to see it all.
Yes.
But yeah, that is. Was there anything you could think of that we missed?
No, can't think of anything.
Well, then, thanks everybody for listening to this week's episode. Again, if you like the episode, please share it with those that might also enjoy it. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, and subscribe and leave us a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
That would, of course, be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And that is it for this week's episode. Please join us every week, every Wednesday, to hear the new word on the main street. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.